The Lord said to tell you to take dominion over the time you spend with him. On purpose. Say on purpose. On purpose. On purpose. I spend time with him. Now you might have to be working, but that time is spent with him. If you got a type job where you can work and pray and meditate, but it's good when you can just set aside some time with him. And the more you set aside and the more you spend with him, the better. So I'm created in the image of God. He has commanded me to take dominion. Now listen to this. Adam and Eve, we know the story. They disobeyed God. You know, they blame Adam and they blame Eve. Both of them sinned. Both did what God said not to do, and it has caused trouble ever since. When I disobey, I don't do what God says to do. It causes somebody else trouble. It causes somebody else trouble. And so what I want to do is take dominion over disobedience. We know the scripture, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So if I'm not eating the good of the land, let me check my disobedience. Get rid of that. Take dominion over that. The Lord said, as I close, I'm getting close to closing. I don't like to say that. I'm trying to break myself from saying I'm going to close and just close. You notice I didn't say I won't be long because I don't know how long I'm going to be. He said, tell them to take dominion over their homelessness. That doesn't mean you don't have a place to live. That means you don't own your own house. He said, tell them to take dominion over their joblessness. It doesn't mean you might not have a job, but is it the job that he called you to do? He said, tell them to take dominion over their carlessness. That vehicle you're driving, about to break down, or you don't have one, or it's not the one you want. He said, take dominion over it. The Lord promised me, Sharon came to me. He said, I saw myself bringing it to you 3, 4, maybe 5 years ago, a Lexus, and I hadn't wanted a Lexus. It was a Ford Lincoln that had been stuck in my head for a long time. Just last week, he said, Carl, I want to give you a Lexus. Why won't you take it? Why don't you want it? I said, I want it, Lord. I want it. I'll take it anytime. But what I did was I took authority over not listening to him. So whenever he decides to bring it tomorrow, tonight, 2 years from now, it don't matter with me. It's coming because he said it. And I only say that to tell you whatever he promised you, or whatever you ask him for in faith, believing, you shall receive. So now he said, take dominion over everything that I've given you dominion over. Get in the word. Get in prayer. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Get delivered from stuff that's been bothering you. And step up to where he would have you to be. And he says, as you study the word, I start bringing light, 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 and more light. And say this as I close it, for real. I was somewhere a week or so ago, and the young man that was there, he said his son said, Daddy, I'm going to get rich doing whatever he wanted to do on the internet. And he said, I tell him, I just can't see it. And he said, he says he's going to do this, and he needs this equipment to do whatever he's going to do. And I tell him, I just can't see it. And he said, I buy him something, I give him something, but I just can't see it. And he had said that once time too many. I said, don't you say that anymore. I said, don't you let that come out of your mouth anymore. I said, you say, son, Right now, I don't understand it, but let's get together and see what we can do to make this come to pass. And that you support him in what he's doing, as long as it's not illegal and, you know, as long as he's not getting over into something. But what I was trying to get him to see, I said, the Bible says you have what you say and your words are so powerful. I said, don't tell him you can't see it, because he sees it. Let him show you what his vision is. I said, now, you know some word. I don't know what he's doing now, but I know he knows some word. And you start speaking that word over him. And he's getting ready to say it again. I'm getting ready to leave. Don't you say that anymore. And I'm saying that to say to you, watch what you say. I heard a person say, well, recently about their child. That child is shy. Don't say that. That child is bad. I remember once we were in Greenville, and I had gone to the restroom, and a lady came in there, and she had a child, and she said, you so bad, and oh, she's just going on. I said, lady, I don't know you, and you don't know me, and we didn't see each other. I said, well, don't call your baby bad. I said, you tell your baby that he, I don't remember if it was a girl or boy, he did a bad thing. I said, but don't call him bad, because you are half what you say. So, Miss Gathering, you don't have any bad children. Amen. You are blessed of the Lord. I don't know how much you can say that, but that's what you can say under your breath. Amen. 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 God said, he made us in his image and after his likeness, and we are to take dominion. Say this, I am a dominion taker. I am a dominion taker. Again, I am a dominion taker, because I'm made in the image and likeness of God. Hallelujah.
Can we say amen? Let's say it again. Praise God.